Thank you for calling. Yes, hello.
Hi. Who's this?
You're speaking with Notebook Writing. Who am I speaking with?
Oh, it's Ariel Rossetti.
Ariel Rossetti, yes, Ariel. This is Daniel Garcia, calling you back from Notebook Writing
Yeah,
again.
hi.
Hi,
Yeah,
how are
I'm
you?
having
Hope you
trouble.
remember me.
Of course, after reading that $18,000 bill, yeah, of course.
All
I
right,
saw
yes,
my
I'm the
guy in
same
F.
person.
Yeah, I know. Did I ever speak to you a couple of years ago? Do you recall that?
You did? It might be possible.
Do
I've
you?
spoken with multiple Ariels, and Rossati is a very common last name as well, so it clicks me, but I'm not
You're
sure
kidding.
if we have spoken earlier.
Seriously,
It
I
does
have
click,
never seen it
though.
on Facebook. Huh? Isn't that funny? I've never really seen it. Maybe one time on Facebook, but I never come across it, and I don't see it in Amazon all that stuff. Anyway, so anyway, we have this this book of his. My focus is really. Oh, I have a question for you. Now, I have to go see a lawyer about this week. No kidding. But it has to do with two of my books, and it has to do with a publishing company. They are in Jersey. I met up with them a couple of years ago at the start of the pandemic, and the woman had called me, and she wanted to do six of the books for 9,000. I told her, I said, look, I said, I don't work anymore. I said, if you had hit me a few years ago, I had tons of money. But anyway, I don't do that thing anymore. I've done it for 50 years and I had enough. At any rate, a little bit less than that. So she kept after me, after me, after me, and I finally really had to get a little rough with her. Not rough, but just really be strong and tell her, look, I cannot do 9,000. I don't want to do any of those old books. So she went away, and I didn't hear from her until like last winter. And she called me up, and she told me that two of my books had won awards. I said, what? So I said, what are you talking about? She said, I sent you an email. She said it was the baby, and worst of all, that Alice in Wonderland. I think this is what really killed me, because that's the national book of England. And I did many things with Alice. I grew her up, I made her into a real woman, and she fell in love and all this stuff. So I think it's given me a lot of problems along the way. So she's telling me all of this and that and the other, and she said, oh, we would really love to do the books with you, revamp everything, so on and so forth. I said, so, okay, fine. How much? I was trying to get a partner. And I know him. I know him for like 3 years down here. He's a manager of the Staples store in town. It's a big deal. It's a big, big, big store. And he's been with them for a very long time. So I know Richard. So I said to him, do you want to go in on this? And he says to me, yes, because I have given him one of my books. I think it was The Captain, years ago, 3 years ago, as a matter of fact, when I first arrived. And, all of that going on, so he knows how I write, then he got COVID. Yeah, he got the COVID, and but he was talking to the agent from the company, and she was sending him documentation so he could see everything. It was on up and up. He would have been the silent partner. She wanted like four grand. So anyway, he backed out at the last minute. So then she tells me, this is recently, and that I cannot have the awards.
Okay. Okay, I hear that.
Can they do that unless I work with them?
See, I have, first of all, in reference to the company that you have been dealing with in the last 2.5 years, I have no idea who they were or what they were planning to do on this book, all right? But in reference to what you're looking at, I can go ahead and get you win, the bestseller columns award and bring your book up and live over there. All right. If you follow our elite marketing package, it does give you a guarantee that we will go and make your book an upcoming bestseller in the next 6 months. So if you are thinking that you want to go ahead and have this book, you know, with massive sales, or you want to make this book reach to a goal where it becomes a bestseller, this is doable now. We can go and cater this for you.
Yeah, but you have to understand that this book, I published it, The Baby in particular. It's part of a series, the To Die and Live Again series. I got sure I lucked out. You know, I've first time in my life that I ever had trouble with the copyright office. Enough of this book. But anyway, it came back so fast. I was like shocked. You know, it came back in like maybe 4 weeks. You know, because I have other copyrights, so I know how long the process can take. But it was at the start of the pandemic. Maybe the people were just home. Maybe they want to roll with their work, you know, and just push this thing right out. Okay, fine, I got it. And I was happy about that. So then I wrote many other books that followed in the series. So The Baby is one of the books that they took these two books and they sent it to, it wasn't Kirkus. I don't know what the review company was that they used. They don't really tell you. So I was shocked. I didn't tell her. She never told me anything they were going to do this. It's a scam to get money out of me. Now, if I don't want to use you, I don't have to use you as my distributor and my printer, my press. I don't have to. So I've been in this business for like 11 years, and believe me, I've been around the horn. You know, and I've written a lot of books. My stuff generally, in the beginning, it sold. The books are very, very heavy, sorcery, magic, and all this. And I research this stuff, you know. And, I really did, because I was a pre-medder at school and into heavy research. So I know what I'm looking for. I know what I want, and I know what I want to say in a book. They were okay, you know, but then everybody else started writing the same stuff. I didn't have time, really. I really did not have time, you know. And I lived upstate. I had a house. Everybody was dying of cancer. My dog died of cancer, you know. And my partner died, same thing. And I was leaving. I had the house for 25 years, so I was leaving it, and I really didn't care about it. And I was tired of the bears and the coyotes. So I had enough, so that's what made me come to New Mexico. Plus, I came down here on a job. So I really didn't have time to, once I did To Die and Live Again, it's like it's my favorite book. You know, I love that book because he's an older man. He's royalty. I'm fixated with royalty. You know, they're not the best people in the world, and like anybody else. And but he fell in love with a young, he fell in love with his daughter-in-law, you know. It's pretty heavy. Yeah, it's heavy, really heavy. And she's in love with him, and he's like 20 years her senior. All of this going on. So this is my book. I'm not interested in Alice in Wonderland, all that stuff. That to me, that's The Baby. Yeah, that's part of the new series. You know, I started three businesses. I have a bookstore. I had a couple of bookstores. One I'm really thinking of getting rid of. I don't even have time to write the books anymore. It takes me 3 months to write a book. And I was really chopping it up and, fixing it and all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. So, anyway.
By the way, which book was the one that the lady was telling you has an award to it? I can see on here that you have approximately 13 to 15 books that you have published earlier in a few years.
Do
you remember the title of the book?
Sure. It was The Baby.
Okay, which
the
one?
Baby.
The Baby.
Yeah. Yeah, oh. The Baby. It shows up in, if you put in my name in the search box, all my stuff comes up. But see, the thing is that this woman, okay, this very same woman, when she called me in the beginning, she says to me, I had a lot of books up there on Amazon. Anytime I did a book, the first place I always ran was Amazon. You know, I wasn't getting any good results either. But I wasn't interested in the, they could read part of the KDP, read that portion of the book and all of it. I just, thought, you know, I was driving 111 miles a day and working in the Southeast Bronx.
Mm-hmm.
So I did not have time, you know, and like I said, everybody, my mother died of cancer, my father, and everybody was checking out, it seems like, you know. So
makes
I had
sense.
Grave responsibilities. Anyway, okay, so when she called me up the first time, she's talking to me. And, you know, but see, there's a list that I look at when people, seems like whenever I put a book in the copyright office, here they come, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I guess they have, you know, scouts watching now who's publishing this and that, who's trying to get a copyright and what's the title of the book. All right, so she comes to me. So she says to me, this is what happened between me and Amazon. She says to me, where are your books? I said, in Amazon, Barnes & Noble. I said, I did maybe one or two on Kobo. I said, but they're very stoic and they're very, very rigid, you know. My books are not too rude, you know, but they, I don't know, just...
Mm-hmm.
One of them, they didn't want to publish, you know, but somebody, Barnes & Noble and Amazon took it. So I don't deal that much with Kobo. I really don't like them. They're puritanical and it's a bunch of crap. So with what they're putting up there now. Anyway, all of that. So she said to me, where else are they? I said, you know, the places with Amazon. So she said to me, where else? I said, that's all I know. She said, when you get the chance, put your name in the search box. I said, yeah. She said, and see what shows up. I get off the phone with her. That's the first thing I do. Turns out that my books are all over the freaking world. They are all over the world, okay? They are in Alaska. They're in Tennessee. They're in Alabama. They're in Connecticut. I even found one, this was several months ago, in Bulgaria. Yeah, in Bulgaria. So they're in Manhattan. In bookstores. I'm not talking about ebooks. I'm talking about in stores. Okay, now they got smart, they're doing a, you know, they don't stock them up in the store. And, you know, they print the book as they go, if somebody calls for it.
We're bringing a book into stores, all right? Barnes & Noble and everyone would put the books into stores, but that would take a bit more amount of time because first we need to show them a bit on sales, that yes, Ariel is making few sales of the book, and you know, we have lined up a lot of clients for her, and this book is selling. So you just need to show her show them the potential that this book is selling, whatsoever the book is, and accordingly they'll be ready to put the book into the store. That won't be an issue at all.
So other places, you know, they actually have the book. Down here in New Mexico, it's in the bookstore. I haven't checked in a couple of months because I've been busy with the kids store. But the thing is that the book, when I did check it, it was actually in the store down here. In New York, the same thing. Okay. So I got very upset and I backed off and. So she called me, she asked me, I said, it's everywhere. You know, one in particular they seemed to really, really like, and that was the first gay book I had ever written in my life. True, I lived in the village and I saw a lot of things, you know, and I met some people. My neighbors upstairs were two fellas, and one was wealthy, but he was a lovely man. He worked every day and wanted to take me to Fire Island with him. I was afraid to go. I was young. I was a kid. Not a kid, but I was young. Anyway, so all of that going on. But I really don't harbor of interest in my books anymore like I used to. I don't know why. I guess because, you know, they're out there. So she said to me, you know, anytime that they put a book in, the owner buys a book from the, you know, distributor, they're supposed to give you money. I never got a dime. And that's when I went into Amazon and I, you know, unpublished almost everything. Yeah, I think maybe there's one or two in there. I put, what did I put? The purple thing. several orchids, I think, in maybe. Yeah, I think so. Anyway, the other day when I was doing Jay stuff, I have no interest in writing for them. You know, they're just scalpers like anybody else. So they wouldn't let him, when he went to upload his book into Amazon, they would not let him do it because he comes from Africa. I don't know what the heck that means. I don't know why they don't take, you know, so he had to write in on my coattails. You know, I gave the foreword, you know, and yeah, so I published the book through Amazon and I put it in Barnes & Noble. You know, and the same thing in Barnes & Noble. They don't seem to take authors from Africa. His stuff is really, really good. He can write this stuff. I'm telling you. And I'm not a poetry person. I like Marlowe, but yeah, a lot. And there's another one too, a British one that I like. So I went ahead with his book. He's my focus. He's, you know, I had my time. I put a book up there once in a while. You know, I don't press it. I don't push it. But he's the one. You know, he's young. He's 21 years old. He's got his whole life out there in front of him. My life is almost over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my life literally almost over. So I just do, you know, my
interest in helping. Recently, if I'm not wrong, you've put in two books in 2020. One was named as the Captain of the Second Guard, and I guess the second one looks like To Die and Live Again.
Yeah, the To Die and Live Again is the series, you know.
Oh.
You know, because the thing is that, yeah, that's the series, and it was rolling in.
You know, what I would recommend, Ariel, instead of marketing, you know, one by one, or instead of marketing all of your books, right, separately, we can actually market the author, because the author itself, Ariel Brosati, you, all right, is a renowned profile. You know, if we actually market you yourself, automatically your books would come up on top rankings, and, you know, people would be able to go and bring in results to your book. They will be able to buy the book.
How much
should
all of this? I know. How much are you talking? How much money? I see thousands of dollars up there. She wanted $9,000. I couldn't deal with her. No way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I'm looking to possibly move out of here. You know, because SWAT came back in December, and I haven't been really for one of our neighbors, and I haven't been the same since. And he was my guy.
You know, okay.
He was my guy, but he's. You know, so he's yeah, so he's got to go to court. He's got to go to trial in May. So New Mexico is a hard place to live. You know, you're living with the Indians, and, you know, they're very strange people. They're traumatized and all this other stuff. And they're not social, you know. So, yeah, so I'm not sorry I left New York. But the thing is, like I said, I don't work. I tried for a job. Somebody called me. They wanted me. I know the fellow. He's a recruiter. I'm a registered nurse on top of everything, and I've done everything. I've been Don, A Doms, you name it. And so he calls me up for this. This is like 3 weeks ago. Calls me up for this job down in Gallup. They're going to give me not a lot, but they're going to give me traveling money to move out of here, which would have been a godsend. $5,000, but the job is worth $110,000 a year.
Wow.
I go through the Zoom interview. That's right, because they have troubles in there. You got a 60-bed facility and riding on one star. My advice to them, being a director of nursing in New York and an assistant director, and geriatrics is my thing, close the facility. Start over again, because you've got major troubles. So, yeah, so the thing is, I went through the Zoom interviews, and I was banking on this job because I have done this work for years.
Okay.
I needed that money. I wanted that money because I wanted to do the book thing. I want to boost up my store. I want to get more books for the kids. You know, I would take my last penny and buy a kid's book and put it up. That's crazy crap. You can't live like that. That's immature. So, went through the interview. and got to the last blonde bimbo, and she doesn't want to give me the job.
Mm-hmm.
Did not want to give me that job. I knew she didn't want to. And she didn't. You know, so I need what I need. I need money. You know, to do all of these things, even for Jay.
What
Jay
in this case, I have a suggestion for you. Instead of starting with elite servicers, instead of coming up with big numbers, why don't you start with small, with basic packages? You know, once you see some sales coming in, once you see some money coming in, then we can talk on big numbers.
Yeah.
We can then ask you to invest good in it. What do you think? But see, eventually in marketing, there would be something that you would have to put out of your pocket. It's not possible that I can just get you started on zero cost, right, and, you know, hope you earn from it. Because in every business, right, you do have to make some investments. Now, I don't mind if you want to do the investment out of your pocket, or do you want to make an investment, you know, from someone else, or maybe grab it or borrow it from someone else. What service is comfortable for you?
Well, that guy, he's a debtor. You know, forget him. So there
okay,
really isn't anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on
okay.
a minute. Hang on. I'll be right back. Yeah, I went with Vinecrest. It was Vinecrest year before last, and I gave him money to do marketing. And the girl didn't know what she was doing, you know. And I said to myself, well, maybe I should just let them. I don't know which book it was. I said maybe I should just let them go ahead and just print it, you know. And we had trouble in the contract before. Every time he revamped the contract, he would add on an extra $100. So I, you know, we had a falling out. Yeah, yeah. So and they're on. There's a list online, and everyone that has called me, Linepress. What are they? The other one is I can never remember them. But anyway, the one that's holding back the award. So, you don't really win it. You have to pay to get it, you know. So all of that going on. But at any rate, it's called Writers Beware. And they call them, I hate to say it, but there's so many of them. They call them the Filipino Connection. There's a girl that used to call me from Maple Leaf Press. She was up in Ontario. Now she's down with some of the new people in Georgia, you know. So to her advantage that she should go with somebody who has a better reputation, you know. So all of these guys have called me. You know, everybody's looking for big bucks. And so I gave him the money for the marketing. Like I said, the girl didn't know what she was doing. So I decided to bump up the book, and that's when we ran into the trouble with the contract. You know, he kept upping and up, and I said to him, look, I can't do business with you. So I lost the $300, you know, and I backed out of the deal. Yeah, I backed out. And then when I published, and I don't know, I guess maybe, oh, when she called me. It's funny because the same week he called me with this, you know, he didn't seem to know that I had an award or two, but I'm pretty sure he did, you know, and because I hadn't heard from him in like over a year after we had the falling out. But, you know, to me, when I do the books, I work them and I work them, rework them and, you know, work them again. And I'm saying to myself, but are they still missing something? You know, what to do? They need something more, you know. But I don't know. It takes a lot. It takes me, you know, it takes my blood. I don't know where I can put it, you know, when I do one of them. I have one that's it's a gay book, and it seems to like those. I don't know. They're not. It's not graphic. You know, the first one was a little bit, but this one here was a love story and a guy coming to realize that he might be, you know, in the life. So I don't know. I really, but to do marketing with you, I mean, like, how much can that be? You guys are expensive. You're more expensive than the girl in Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Okay, if I talk about basic or just the basic package, you know, where we would help you with printing and marketing of this book, and for the next 3 months you'll be hooked with us and we'll get you sales, all right? We would help you cover what you're investing on this. If you can go for that, I can offer you a 50% discounted Easter promotion for our premium marketing package. Instead of $4,499, automatically this cost would go down to $2,249. But this is for 4 months marketing. That means 3 months marketing itself and 1 month that we would consume to create your marketing collateral.
All right. So, okay, let's just switch horses. If we were going to do this for Jay, it would be the same price. Same price, right?
It would be the same place. Which place you're talking about?
Okay. Okay. All right. So you could see. I was going to do something, some private marketing, for him, and I know a guy in the business. I know him for about 10 years, and I talked to him last. He does all this stuff. You know, I had to get away from Bo. I couldn't. He's got his PhD and all this other stuff. You know, it's like he's constantly teaching us stuff. You know, so I wasn't interested in that. So I backed off from it because he wanted to print the Ali's book back in the day.
Where was it?
Anyway, okay. So the thing is that he does marketing also. But I can't recall how much, you know. But see, we have no copies of Jay's book. We have no copies at all. I'm not going to run to Amazon and buy it. But I need copies. Yeah, I need copies because there's something I want to do on my own.
That I'm talking about is included in it. All right, we would help you book your... The cost for the copies is included in it. All right. Indeed, we would order it from Amazon, but we won't ask you to go and do that, and we won't ask you to go and pay for that. So it's included already.
So who do you see? I have a contract, a publisher's contract with Ingram Sparks. I could do his stuff there, but the thing is, you have to understand. Number one, this is per gratis. Jay hasn't put down a penny. Okay, so say he's getting a $2,000-$3,000 package. With me doing all the, literally doing the cover, I built his cover, his whole book. I did the whole thing myself alone, okay? I don't have a helper. I don't have a tech. Anyway, so I did his thing for him, all right? But he has no money. You know, he's telling me I got to go now. I said, why, where are you going? He said the power goes, something about the power goes down or the power goes off and he can't use the computer for like a couple of hours every day. It's like, you know, it's disgusting. I hate Trump, but you know something? Some of those countries over there are really, they need to get on up, you know. And I'll tell you straight up, I'm black. Just, you what?
You're saying about the countries like Africa and the remainings.
Yeah, exactly. You know, they have oil and they have whatever else they have, their commodities and what have you. And they're so busy stealing the, you know, I don't want to get political, you know, because I'm a radical from back in the day, you know. But I just think, because I talk to him every day, you know, we go back and forth on Messenger. But I just, it's just too much. It's just too much. He said, it's not like He said, you don't understand. Over here in America is and my country is like worlds apart.
Mm-hmm.
So asking for him for free, you know, and I spend more time with his books. And I was trying to get it into a bookstore down in Georgia because see, I don't, even though I'm black, I don't live in that world. You know, black this, black, you know what I'm saying? I'm a liberal. My last partner, all my partners are white. You know, my last partner with for 30 years was German. You know, that's what I like. So I'm not into this black thing and black books for kids and all of this. You know, oh, hey, look, you teach your kids at home who they are, they'll be okay. You know, it's the parents. You got to get them. So all of that going on, but his project took me, and it's still taking me quite some time, you know. But like I said, I think my day has passed by. My time has passed by. If I had hit it back 10 years ago, really got into the marketing and all, when I had big money, and I mean money, you know. So, but my, you know, I didn't do it because our family was my focus, and everybody was starting to get sick, and they were starting to die, and you know, so I had a different agenda. I had a different, but it's too late. I think it's too late because they're all writing what
I
used
to write.
It's never
too late. It's never too late.
No.
Right? If you would just keep on thinking it's late, right, there is no point of us discussing at the moment, you know. So don't worry about it. It's never too late. Marketing C is all about, you know, bringing in business to your book. Okay, so that does go ahead and require funds at the end of the day so that we can, you know, market your book on multiple platforms. Because, see, if I would work free of cost, maybe that will be doable, but other companies won't just work free of cost, right? We have to pay a certain amount for printing, for shipping, to UPS, to everyone, right? So they don't work free of cost. So this is what the issue is. Now, can you give me an idea how much can you come up with? What is your budget? Let me see if I can summarize something for you and maybe customize something for you accordingly and have that emailed over to you, and we can get you going from there. So is there a budget you would like to disclose?
No, because the thing is, I didn't get that job. I mean, I was counting on that bloody job, you know. Mm-hmm. So I've tried for something else, and believe me, it's so menial, you know. They act like it's you know, you have to have a PhD walking. It's not in nursing, you know. It's just an ordinary little job, and I applied for it, and I didn't hear back from them. I have something else going on. The lady just called me, and she sent me a film. I thought it was case management. It's not that at all. You're hustling products to people in their homes. You know, I'm not a seller. You know, I could take care of a broken body or something like that, a sick body, but, you know, I'm not going to try to sell you a bottle of dish soap. I mean, that's not my thing, you know. So they come across in a peculiar way. She guaranteed me I can make a lot of money, but I don't know. Anyway, so the thing is that I'm going to have to keep plugging at it. I'm not going to go back into nursing. The money is there, you know, but so is COVID. I don't want
it. My question is,
a month. You have to give me a month. Yeah, I need a month.
You need a month.
I need a month
to come up with what?
Up
with $500, to come up with $5,000, to come up with $50,000. You need a month for what? You need a month to come up with what?
To make money. It depends on what I do. If I can do case management online, I can average $4,000 a month take home.
Mm-hmm.
That's what nursing can bring to you. You know, if I'm gonna go work at Shamrock Bakery, for what? For $9-$10 an hour? No, there's not gonna be no $1,000 there. You know what I'm saying? So it depends on what I do. I need thousands of dollars to get out of here. I really, really do. I need a car, okay? But the thing is that, like I said, my books, I really don't. I want to do Jay's book. Want to do his book. Because he has a lot of awards. This guy here. And he's a big hit on Facebook. I'm telling you, he's got, 92 people looked at the book, I think it was. Oh, he put up a new poem. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's really, I know it's National Poetry Month and all of that. The timing was perfect, you know. But my stuff, I don't have time. First of all, if you're talking about doing my books, you mean I'm going to have to possibly do a rewrite? I don't want to go back there no more. I gave it all I had, and I did it for 10 years, and it got me nowhere. Really, there's nothing out there for me. There's nothing out there for me anymore. You know, it's nothing. And I live it instead of write it now. Really, I do. I'm not kidding. So anyway, he is my focus. He's the one that I want to push. He's the one that's 20 years old. He has his whole life out in front of him. He can really become something really, really brilliant. I have faith in him. I see his work. I see people's reaction. You know, my magic and sorcery and all this crap and, you know, these marriages and money and all this nonsense, no sense. That's not where it's happening. It's not. I don't want to be there no more. So give me a month. If I can come up with a couple of thousand, we can roll with this for Jay. You know, and I've never met him. I've talked to him on the phone. And he called me. And that was one time, and that was it. He's a religious boy, too. He's not a fanatic, but he does go to church. It makes me feel good. Anyway, so call me in 4 weeks, Mr. Garcia. Okay.
Yeah, this sounds good. Let's go and do it this way. You do have my email address. You do have my information. So take a month. All right, take 2 weeks, take 3 weeks. What sort of time you need? Whenever you're ready, just shoot me an email, call me up, text me up. You do have my information in the email. I'll give you a call, and we'll see the next what we can do for you and what's the best discount. At that time, we'll be able to offer you and get this going. Okay?
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too.